Okay, I think that opens up a perfect time for N9OKA. Let's see if he's ready. Everybody must be watching that Artemis stuff. So, Mike, if you're ready with your articles, go ahead and do both of them. Take a break in the middle, however long they are. Might have to take a couple breaks. Don't want the repeater to time out on you. This is AC9HO Net Control to N9OKA. Go ahead, Mike.
Hi, good evening, Kurt. Everybody on the net, 73s. Got a couple articles here. The first one deals with some guy, his first name is Stu and his last name is Pitt. Man, FCC warns licensee on out-of-band transmissions. The Federal Communications Commission has responded to a complaint involving a Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania amateur for operating outside the privileges of his technician class license and causing interference to local emergency service communications by transmitting on a public service frequency, 410.435 MHz. According to a letter released by the FCC's Enforcement Bureau, agents investigating the interference complaint from Allegheny County Emergency Services determined that the interfering signal originated from a residence of David Knudsen, KD3ASC, who also holds the General Mobile Radio Service license, WSDK865. The letter states that Knudsen gave the agents a BTEC UV pen handheld, which had been programmed to monitor the county emergency service frequency. Agents determined that its audio relay feature had been activated, turning the HD into a simplex repeater. This was transmitting the Allegheny County channel. The letter continues that Knudsen was relatively new to amateur radio, surrendered the radio to the agent, who then verified that the interference to the Allegheny County system had ceased. Later also notes that Knudsen's BTEC radio was certified as a Part 90 private land mobile radio device and that he was not licensed to transmit on the emergency